Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The nation's airports, including Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport, are preparing for the upcoming holiday travel seasons, and this year could be more challenging. The Transportation Security Administration and other federal agencies have till November 22nd to make sure all of their employees are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Roughly 40% of the TSA workforce remains unvaccinated, and officials are ringing the alarm on new concerns for travelers over these upcoming holidays. ABC's Dan Lieberman says
the TSA now reporting that an alarming 40% of their workers remain unvaccinated, with a deadline to get a shot looming just before Thanksgiving.
That November 22nd deadline could pose problems for travelers. The date falls on a Monday this year, which happens to be the Monday before Thanksgiving, one of the busiest travel times of the year. Passengers also will need to deal with an extended mask mandate in airports. The Security Administration's mandate was extended to January 18th of next year after the initial deadline of September 13th of this year was pushed back in late August. The September deadline was set on the last day of April of this year. The original requirement in 2021 took hold February 1st and was set to remain in place till May 11th. Also, if you plan on traveling, experts say book your flights sooner rather than later, as those prices are expected to jump after Halloween. Aviation expert Henry Hartevelt says he's worried about the early numbers on compliance.
The fact that 40% of TSA's employees are not vaccinated, even if they get half of that could done by Thanksgiving, that leaves 20% not available to work.
Travelers under age 2 and those with certain disabilities are exempt from the mask mandate inside airports. First-time violators will be fined $250 for the offense and up to $1,500 each time after that. The State Department of Health and Social Services, in the weekend update from Friday through Sunday, reported just over 1,600 new cases of COVID-19, 236 hospitalizations, and 5 additional deaths. The COVID deaths include a female Anchorage resident in her 70s, a female Anchorage resident in her 50s, a male Anchorage resident in his 50s, a male Kodiak resident in his 50s, and a male Wasilla resident in his 40s. The weekend data release for COVID-19 numbers includes 1,661 resident cases and 25 non-resident cases, several of those cases reported across the Kenai Peninsula. By the way, there are currently 236 patients diagnosed with COVID-19 who are hospitalized, 2 additional patients considered persons under investigation, 34 patients on ventilators. Percentage of patients currently hospitalized with COVID-19 is just short of 20%. And in the data release from Central Peninsula Hospital, the hospital occupancy rate currently, as of yesterday, is at 127%. There are 31 COVID patients hospitalized at CPH, 28 are unvaccinated, 3 are fully vaccinated. There are 6 COVID patients in the 9-bed ICU unit, and there are 4 COVID patients at CPH on a ventilator. The current statewide alert level, based on the reported number of cases per 100,000 people over the past 7 days, is in the high red category at 660.9, but as we've pointed out recently, that number is much lower than what we saw about a month ago. 64.7% of Alaskans 12 and up have received their first vaccine dose, and 59.9% of Alaskans 12 and up fully vaccinated.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.